Are you ready to start setting up automation in your business, but you don't know where to start? This is what we're going to be talking about today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love helping small business owners create more time and efficiency so they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. So if you have been thinking about setting up automation in your business and you'd like to do it yourself, at least at this point, where do you start? What do you do first? What do you even need to start automating tasks in your business? Well, when people come to me and don't have any automation set up already and they want to get started, I typically recommend that they start by automating their leads process. This is the first part of your client journey in your business, so it makes sense to start here, but this is also a point in your business where you could be spending a lot of time that maybe might be better spent elsewhere. So what do you need to get started? If you are serious about wanting to automate your business and you want to get started with the right foundation now, and you're in a point in your business mentally and financially and whatnot to actually start putting proper systems in place, I would recommend getting a client relations management software like 17 Hats, HoneyBook, or Dubsado. All of these allow you to set up multiple automations, so it's the best way to get started automating your business. Now, if you are not at a point where you want to invest in a software, keep watching because we're going to talk about that as well. So the first thing to figure out when it comes to automating your lead process is, where do they start? What is the first thing that you need them to do? When I'm talking to service-based business owners, usually their leads are starting with one of three things. They either reach out and receive an email with pricing, packages, FAQs, that sort of thing, or they receive a link to book a consultation or a discovery call, or they are jumping right to purchasing a service. So why does it matter where they're starting? Well, depending on which of these three things you want your leads to do, you might have something different on your website to start this automation. So for example, let's say that you want to send all of your leads an information package when they reach out to you. So then you'll probably want to set up a contact form on your website and then use your client relationship management software, your CRM software, to automatically send them an email once they've completed that form. So that means that anyone who reaches out to you through that contact form automatically gets that email without you having to do anything. Now, let's say that you want these leads to skip that initial email and just go right to booking a call with you. You can still send an initial email and have the link in there to book the call with you if you'd like. Or you can have a button directly on your website that just goes straight to booking that call. And then if you don't do either of those things and leads who come in are just booking a service with you right away, then that's a different type of automation as well. You might still be setting up a booking calendar, but also include accepting payments, or you may need to set up automation that sends an invoice or a contract. So the first step in setting up the automation is figuring out what you need the automation to do. And if you are setting up something, either, you know, a discovery call or a service where you need to use some sort of booking calendar, all of these CRM softwares allow you to do that, or you can also use something like Calendly or Acuity. So once you have decided whether you need a contact form or a button, you can put that on your website, you can link to it on your social media, you can put it everywhere, because the hope is that everyone is going to be going through the same process. So rather than going back and forth with people in your DMs or via email, when someone reaches out to you, you can say, hey, great, here's the link to proceed if you want more information, if you want to book a call with me, if you want to go ahead with this service. And then your part is done until they proceed. So the next thing to keep in mind in your automation is that not everyone is going to jump right in on that first step that you have just set up, but that doesn't mean they're not interested. It's very important to be following up with people. In today's environment of constant distractions and notifications, I don't know about you, but I find that if I'm thinking about something like booking an appointment, if I don't do it right away when I'm thinking about it, it's gone. That doesn't mean I don't want that appointment. I just didn't act on it right away, and then now it's gone from my brain. So it's the same thing with people who are interested in you and your business. Just because they don't take action right away doesn't mean they don't want to move forward. They've probably just gotten distracted and forgotten. So it's very important to follow up with them, to stay top of mind and top of their inbox. So when you're creating an automation or workflow, I encourage you to have that initial step and then at least one follow-up. So if you send out your pricing and packages, then maybe a few days later you have a follow-up where you reach out and invite them to book a consultation with you or ask if they have any questions or whatever you'd like that follow-up to be. And if they don't book or they don't buy, have those follow-ups in place so that you're keeping that connection going, you're staying in their mind, and hopefully they move forward. Studies have shown that people need multiple prompts. They need to see you multiple times before your average person is ready to take action. So you may only want one follow-up, or you may want multiple follow-ups. It depends on your business, the type of leads you get, and you know how you feel about that fine line between reminding people and being pushy. And that's totally up to you and what you feel comfortable with. But definitely at least one reminder, okay? That's not pushy. So when you are automating these follow-ups, unfortunately, this part can't be fully automated because these softwares don't know if people have responded to your initial communication or not. So what you'll likely need to do when you set up this automation is set it up as a to-do item for you so that the software will prompt you to send this email. And then you can go in and check if the follow-up needs to be sent or not. And if it does, then you send it. And if it doesn't, then you delete it. What this does is, you know, you already have a template set up so that you don't have to write any of these follow-ups from scratch. And the software will remind you when it's time to do it, so you don't have that mental load of keeping track of where everyone is in the follow-up process. So it won't do it completely automatically without you, but it'll take away a lot of that like administrative load that you carry when you're doing all of this manually. And then the next part of the automation depends on what is happening with this lead. So maybe at this point you are sending them a quote or an invoice and a contract. And then at this point, they're kind of moving more into an onboarding phase of the process if they are choosing to continue with you. And at this point, if a lead is choosing not to continue with you, then depending on what software you're using, you may just want to archive this lead so that they're out of the list of leads that you see on a daily basis in your software. Or if this is someone who is not ready right now, but you may want to follow up with them in the future, can also set up some sort of reminder automation to prompt you to do that. So again, you don't have to keep track of that either. Now, I promised that we would talk about how to do this if you are not ready, willing, able to invest in this type of software. So unfortunately, without a software that will send things for you. It's not possible to really automate this process, but we can take a lot of the load off of you. So the first thing that I would recommend, if you haven't done this already, is whatever email platform you use, whether it's Gmail or Outlook or Yahoo or what have you, set up email templates for the common emails that you send. So that initial email to the lead with packages, pricing, a link to book a call with you, whatever, that can be in an email template so that when someone contacts you, you just add their name and send it. And the follow-ups can also be templates so that, again, you just add their name and send it. And you can also use your calendar to add in, you know, to-do items for when you need to send follow-ups so that you don't have to think about it. You could also, there are many to-do list apps or, you know, reminder apps. You could also set up something like a Trello board where you have different columns for different parts of the process for where a lead is at. So, you know, initial email, follow-up one, follow-up two, send quote, what have you. And then you just kind of move them along, and something like Trello also allows you to add dates for when that task is due. So again, it's work to set that up with the reminder scheduled in, but then you don't have to think about it. It's out of your brain. So it's still going to save you time and energy and attention because you'll have a process for it and you won't have to think about it and remember all the time. So I hope that you found all of this helpful. It's very important to set up a consistent lead process and automate what you can, because the more people have consistency and the more they are getting responses and action items from you as quickly as possible, the more likely they are to actually continue on and become a paying client, which is what you want. The longer it takes people to get communication and information from you, the more likely they are to have moved on. So if you can set up this process, whether it's just templates and a process to do it, or whether it is automated, the more likely you are to convert more leads into paying clients. If you have questions about this, if you would like recommendations on what software would be right for you and your specific business, or if you have questions about how to do a specific thing within one of these softwares, or just questions about automation in general, please let me know. I love to talk about this sort of thing all the time. And don't forget to like and subscribe. If you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. I will see you soon.